filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, actually, excuse me, the Crossbreed Holster Studios are now in the USCCA World Headquarters in West Bend, Wisconsin. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you here. If you missed the previous hour of the show, you missed a good one. You can go back tomorrow and catch it by visiting armedamericanradio.com and hitting the archives and listen to it. We had the distinct honor and privilege of having the founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association and the publisher of Concealed Carry Magazine, Mr. Tim Schmidt, here with us for the entire hour of the program. And that was great listening. If you're not a member of the USCCA, you need to reconsider yourself. If you carry a gun and claim to be a responsibly armed citizen, you need every resource available to you. And the USCCA offers it. There's no other organization in the country that does. Picking up guns and ammo or thumbing through one of the magazines at the grocery store ain't cutting the mustard, pal. You got me? Sean, Dallas, Texas, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I have a little bit of an earache, but it's all good.
You have an earache?
Yes.
From?
Oh, a stuffy head, that's all. I think I have an ear infection.
Was he the guy that tweeted back, ear tick? Your mic's not live at all. I will ask about that later. We got a tweet from somebody named Ear Tick. Maybe that was Shanto down there in Dallas, Texas. I'll tell you what, we're going to have some fun now. You know, I get emails all the time from folks saying, you know, can you take some calls? Take some calls. Well, the answer to that is no. I'll tell you why I don't like to take calls on the radio. Now, I'm not talking specifically about you. You may not be the person I'm talking about. But if I'm having a conversation with the founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association about the growth of the organization and a new product that's available to make your life better, and Bob in Idaho calls and says, great program, really enjoying the conversation with Tim, and I say, what's your question? And Bob says, well, my question for Tim is my permit good? Driving through Texas when I'm on my way to Florida with my wife, you see, it throws off the whole conversation. I'm not a big fan of call-in radio. And, Sean, that's not a knock for anybody screening calls. You just never know what somebody's going to say. I don't like to change the direction of the flow of the show. So what we're going to do is we're going to move with the tweets now. And we are getting some really, really good responses. First time we've done it on Armed American Radio. Visit us at AAR Radio, at AARRADIO on Twitter. Follow us. And tweet us your thoughts about the program live. We will read some of those tweets on the air. Just got another one here. First time listening to the program and proud to be a member of the USCCA. That's from Brock. That's great stuff. Here's another one from Todd Strzok. I'm listening live from the free state of Utah. Love the show and all of the awesome guests on the air. Thank you very much. Rick Ellison just retweeted something about the show coming from the USCCA World Headquarters in West Bend, Wisconsin. So get involved. Participate. Send us a tweet. We'd love to listen to you, love to read your stuff on the air, and we appreciate everything you do for us as fans of the show. Here's my question for you. I asked it in the first hour. I'm going to ask it again. Send me your response. Do you believe the carnage that occurred in France, the Muslim extremists, that's what they are, Mr. Obama, they are radical Islamists. It's not street violence. It's not gang violence. It's terrorism, sir. Terrorism, murder, evil. Evil walks amongst us on this planet. And those of you who have made a decision to carry a firearm understand that. That's why you do. You understand that, sadly, there are bad people on planet Earth. Bad people do bad things. So my question for you is on Twitter, and go ahead and send it to me, would that have happened here or could that have happened here in the United States of America, an attack like that? Do you think a street type of attack, attacking a building, would have occurred in the United States in a heavily armed nation? Would the terrorists rethink themselves? Not just a gun-free zone, but a gun-free country over in France. So they have the safety and security of video cameras that caught all of the carnage and cell phones to film it, while they hide from it. Do you believe the response and the results would have been different here in the United States of America? That's a valid, legitimate question, Kevin Michalowski, the managing editor of Concealed Carry Magazine.
Yeah, I really think it is. And doing a little bit of research, municipal police in France don't carry guns. The national police carry guns. Immediate action. How are you going to stop someone with a gun? You have to have a gun. I got into a debate with someone about the protectors of the president. And the protectors of the president carry pistols on their hips, strong side hip pistol carry so that they can immediately respond to any threat.
So you mean guns in the hands of good guys stop guns in the hands of bad guys?
If there was a better way to do it, the Secret Service would have that better way. They have an almost unlimited budget for training.
This is probably a great time to point out that you are also active duty law enforcement here in Wisconsin.
Yes.
You carry more than a club, don't you?
Right. The gun is always there. You know,
and
the
I'm
gun
not
and the radio.
Metaphorically, of the carry. Don't, yeah. don't leave your cave without your club. Yeah. Of course, I'm metaphorically referring to that as a firearm for your personal defense, but you carry a gun as a law enforcement officer for a reason. What reason would that be?
Just in case we need to use the gun. We never advocate the firearm as the first attempt at anything.
So you mean in case somebody who might have just robbed a convenience store that is walking down the street that you are attempting to stop that might attack you and try to take your firearm from you?
Then, of course, we'd have to use it, wouldn't we?
I would expect you as a law enforcement officer to do that to protect your own life and the lives of my family out in the community.
Absolutely. And that's
and
the way
I wouldn't
it's supposed
expect
to
you
work.
To be indicted
yep.
as a result of doing
and
your
that's
job.
That's the way it's supposed to work.
That example sounded very similar to a case we just heard about not too long
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I think it was in the news.
That was
bit.
Done by design, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin, we've got a great group of people, a great group. Croup? Group.
Croup.
I was
going to
say, that's
let's
a combination.
Say group.
I make up my own words on Armed American Radio a lot, but I'm talking about a crew of people, a group of people. We have a great group of people here in the West Bend facilities with us, and all of them are employees of the United States Concealed Carry Association in some capacity. And what I want to do is start a conversation with them today because, you know, an organization is only as good as its people. Do you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. And we're very careful about the people we bring in.
Yes.
It's a wonderful place to work, and that's because we're very careful about the people
we
bring
in. The benefits are good. The perks are good. The personal growth is fantastic. People want to work at this organization for a reason. And the fun part about what makes that important is member experience. People know when they get good customer service, and that's
absolutely.
What brings people back.
And our goal is unprecedented member experience.
Sitting across the table from me is a gentleman by the name of Rob Conlon. Rob, what is your position at the company?
I am the member retention specialist, Mark, and it's fantastic to be on tonight.
Member retention specialist, what does that mean?
That means that when you're coming up for your renewal with us here at the USCCA, I'm the guy who reaches out to you. Now, I know you said you don't like phone calls. I love phone calls. I want to contact you. I want to find out. Let's look at it this way, that I'm like a membership doctor almost. If there's a problem, we're going to find it.
There you
we're
go.
Going to make sure that your membership is protecting you the best way possible, and we're going to find something that fits you and your budget. That's a really important thing to me as well.
Hey, Sean, are you there? Are you listening in Texas?
Yes.
This cat's got a radio voice, brother. Make him
yes,
sound
it does.
Bad. Just mess with his dials down there and do what you need to do, okay? Would you do that for me?
I definitely will.
All right, I'm sitting here at the table with everybody, the powers to be here, so just kind of screw it up. So when people go back to listen to the podcast, he sounds kind of like this. All right? All right, Rob, all funning aside now. Those are phone calls. I'm going to make the comparison. Phone calls coming into the radio program from someone who is, and God bless them, they all mean well. They all mean well. They want to get their point across. They want to participate in the conversation. The problem I have with it is it changes the direction of the show. When you call somebody, you're not changing a direction. You're talking to a member already.
Right. We're kind of starting a journey. It's kind of the second part of a journey, if you will. You know, the member's been with us. They've experienced the wonderful perks of being a USCCA member. But it's that kind of annual reminder to say, hey, we're still here. We're still protecting you, and we're still making sure that, and actually, this actually leads me to one of my favorite things that I've changed about how I usually close calls. Is there anything else I can do to make your membership better today? And that's
right. And that's vital. I don't believe you get hung up on very often, do you? People want to hear from you, don't they?
Right, and one of the things I was learning when I first started this position was identify myself. And, mm-hmm. and when people finally go, you're Rob from where? And I go, United States Concealed Carry Association, sir. They go, oh, you guys, fantastic. And we start.
You know, there's going to be a 30-second spot on here. Say that again, United States Concealed Carry Association.
United States Concealed Carry Association.
Dude, man, we got to do something with you. Hey. Kevin, are you paying attention?
Yeah,
to your
I'm listening.
Mic is on? Okay.
Yeah.
No, I all kidding aside, that is a vital part of an organization. And you know, I use two examples, American Express and USAA, mm-hmm. as two globally recognized premier customer service organizations. And I had this conversation with Tim Schmidt, the founder, off air yesterday, in total agreement with that. I think another one that popped up was Verizon, is another company that has fantastic customer service. Very few companies reach out to call you. When they do, you want to hang up on them. Don't bother me now. I don't want to talk to you about my phone service. But when somebody calls you and wants to talk to you about the guns you carry and whether or not you like what you're doing and what you're getting for your money when it comes to their choice of lifestyle to carry a firearm, I bet you get positive results most of the time, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, I've had some really great experiences with members. We've had a prayer over the phone, good stuff like that. Getting to know people is amazing.
We'll be right back with more from the USCCA. We're going to talk with Becky Syriax in customer member experiences as well. Back right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
The
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Do AC/DC stuff. That's great music. Kevin Michalowski, managing editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing great. I'm always happy to be here, Mark.
It's always fun to have you. We've done this now in a number of places. You and I have done this in Florida. We've done this in Minneapolis. We've done this in Wisconsin. Soon we'll do this in Phoenix. We're going to do this all over the country. Rob Conlon, USCCA member retention specialist. Great stuff.
Oh, absolutely, Mark.
I want you to, when employees are kept happy, when employees are happy about what they do, when they love what they do, and you do, I know you do. I see your emails. You give great presentations.
Thank you.
Okay, and the enthusiasm in your voice, the enthusiasm in your text about what we're sitting here doing today comes across. You guys have a corporate membership from the founders, from the founder of this company, to keep your shooting skills up, don't you?
We do. Actually, it was just rolled out for us a couple of weeks ago. We have this great corporate membership that the USCCA gets us so that we can practice what we preach. And, you know, they pick it up. Or rather, make it so incredibly easy that our defense stipend that they give us too every year is able to take care of it. So I'm really looking forward to spending that on that this year.
That comes across when you talk to customers. This is the experience that we're talking about. It's not you walk the walk, you talk the talk. It's the real deal. The company is the real deal. All right, that's the range of Richfield. I want to give them a shout out, Jim and Jason over there, because we went in and met those guys in a super facility. So you guys have a great place to shoot.
Yes, definitely.
And it's indoors. That counts.
It counts here because last week it was -8.
Trust me, I know. I was looking at the weather. I was getting ready to fly up here. Okay, sitting over to your left, my right, Becky Syriacs. Becky, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Okay, now you do something a little bit different.
And yes,
it's really good to sit here and talk with you on the radio. You and I have known each other for quite a while here, and I've watched you build the department that you run. What's your title at USCCA?
I am actually a member services supervisor.
Okay, and your crew has grown, I remember it being one or two people, to what now?
When I first started about two and a half years ago, there was about four of us. Now I have, pretty soon there's going to be 12 on the team.
Okay, so that's indicative of the membership base growing and so forth.
Correct.
You heard me talk about American Express, we talk about USAA, these are globally recognized world-class customer service operations. And I know this company not only strives to that, but I believe has attained it because I've heard the conversations. I've called it myself. And I know Tim sits in about once a quarter himself and takes phone calls.
Absolutely.
Shocks a lot of members when they go, wow, you're really a real guy and you're not just some internet meme. I've had them people say that at the NRA conventions.
Yep.
So when that happens, they think, he's not just a picture. He's a real guy. He lives this lifestyle. When people call in, this is important. They get an experience from you because they're calling. Maybe they want information on the company, and they're not a member yet. You can help them?
Absolutely. Whatever they need, whatever questions they have.
Is there anything in particular, is there any question that pops out more than another from somebody, for example, that's looking for information on the company?
They pretty much just call in asking, you know, what's the USCCA, what you can do for us. And we sit there and spend as much time as possible with them so they can understand us from the little thing to the most complicated thing ever.
And you get specific questions from members, I know, too, about particular guns or something. Maybe this is an individual who is a member and has a question about something he or she read in the magazine, correct?
That is correct.
And you guys have the staff, have the knowledge to be able to answer those questions.
Absolutely.
So if a young woman who I know these women are 30% of new gun owners. Are you starting to see that reflected in an uptick of calls?
Yes, we are, and it's amazing. Being a woman myself and Carrie, it's great.
It?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Rob, are you calling more women?
Yes, actually finding that in my time in retention, it's been about 5 months, that it has shifted big time in the last about 6 weeks.
Okay, so you're seeing it.
More 50-50 of members being male, female.
Okay, so Becky, back to you quickly. When a woman calls and has a particular question maybe about a particular handgun, you have the knowledge, and if you don't, you can provide the information to her of where to find out what it is she needs.
That is correct. I actually had one of those calls a couple weeks ago.
Tell us about it.
And she said she doesn't know exactly what she should do when she walks into, you know, the gun store, how she should handle it. And I just explained to her my situation. I told her you need to just handle them. See which one fits best. And if you can, make sure you can fire that firearm before you purchase it. I was lucky enough to fire our 357 before we purchased it, and I absolutely loved it. So I highly recommend that.
Well, wait a minute. You're a woman. You're not supposed to love a 357. And when you walk into a gun shop, the first thing out of someone's mind or out of their mouth behind the counter should be, well, let's steer you towards the 38 revolvers because you're female.
Right.
So when you get a woman calling in who has maybe had that negative experience, and that is a negative experience in
absolutely
a gun shop, that individual is not helping that woman at all.
Nope.
That person calls you because they're confused. This is the United States Concealed Carry Association, and they can find answers to their questions.
Absolutely.
That, you know, are you listening to what I'm telling you? Paying attention to what you're hearing? I mean, this is the real deal. If you, there are other people who live like you do. There are other people that have questions that you have, and there are answers available. People can reach out to you. Where can they find it? USCCA.com and get all the answers they need? Is there somewhere specific they can go to call you directly?
No, as long as you go on to our homepage, uscca.com, you'll see the phone number right up in the right-hand side. Give us a call.
Mark, I think it's really important to point out just how much training our member service advisors get. Huh. We have a training and education program. We have a trainer on staff. I mean, it is just wonderful. I talked to Dan Garvey, the head of that department, and he wants everyone to be true advisors, to be able to provide people information. And it comes off outstanding. Every once in a while, someone will send me an email and say, hey, I got a question we can't answer. We fire it back to them from the media team. It just works really wonderfully well.
And it comes across in the phone calls. I know it does because I've talked to the people who have talked
yep
to you.
And we make sure that all our advisors, they actually have to live up to a very, very high standard.
Mm-hmm.
We have a scorecard that they have to score a certain percentage on a regular basis. And if they don't, then we have to figure that out.
Right. So, again, I'm talking to the listener now. If you call this organization with a question, you're going to get someone who understands where you're coming from. And
yep
if for some reason they don't, they're going to be able to put you in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Now, the training that Kevin was talking about, this is very, very important. Tim has paid for simunitions training for you guys to come in here. I mean, you guys have gone through simulators. You've gone off-site you've learned unarmed combat.
Absolutely.
I mean, you guys have, it's not just self-defense with a firearm, but you guys, and this is fantastic stuff, that the company pays for that for the advisors, and that's reflected in the quality and the level of customer service that the USCCA provides.
Sure does.
You agree with that? I know you do.
Oh,
you're
yeah, I do.
Okay, all right, good, very good.
You can't
right
just shake your head on radio, Becky. You got to speak.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. No, you're doing a great job, and I really appreciate everything that you guys are talking about, and I hope that you, wherever you are, listening to Armed American Radio today, are feeling that too, because the people that work here care. They care. And I can't stress it enough. I've lived it. I've lived it myself. I didn't know where to turn myself. That's why I became a part of it. That's why I slapped myself in the head with that proverbial magazine cover. Why didn't I think of this when I got that 3x5 card? Rob Conlon, great job, brother. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much
for being
here.
Absolutely, Mark. Absolutely.
For coming out and talking
pleasure
to us.
Pleasure to be
Becky
here.
I can't reach across the table, but
that's
you know.
That's okay. Yep.
There you go.
There
it's
go
radio. It's theater of the mind. I just reached across the table and shook your hand. Kevin, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, Armed American Radio's Washington, D.C. editor Neil McCabe will be here. If you've never heard Neil McCabe, this guy's the real deal. This guy works in the halls of Congress. He lines up the congressmen and congresswomen that you've heard on this program. And we've got a pretty good announcement coming up here soon. Maybe he can break it tonight on a congressman coming to the show for the first time. Armed American Radio continues right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com. Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
A little bit of rock and roll. Oh, no, that's Problem Child. I was going to say Rock and Roll Damnation by AC/DC, but that's a little bit of Problem Child. That's great stuff. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. What a great hour that was with Tim.
It's always good.
What
to
an opportunity to sit down and talk with him. Just a lot of fun. Really fun to have him here. I'm talking with Kevin Michalowski. Kevin is the managing editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. You've heard him here. He's co-hosted the show with me a number of times. In fact, you sat with me at the Minnesota State Fair this past year.
Yeah.
We are already lined up again at our great affiliate up there, 1280 AM, The Patriot. Patriot listeners, we love you guys. We'll see you at the fair again in August this year.
We are getting ready to go. Planning
hard
a
to
year
believe.
Ahead.
You know what's really scary about that? August, I put it in terms of football season. August is when the preseason starts. It seems like forever because we haven't had the Super Bowl and the playoffs aren't yet done.
Yeah.
And August will be here before you know it.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Hey, I see we got a new Twitter follower here. Sean Gillen says, send lawyers, guns, and money. So if you know the rest of that song.
That's a great song, too. Yeah, that is a good song. Thank you for the tweets. Let's go ahead and mention that again. We're having some fun with that, and we're going to continue to do this every week from this point out here on the Armed American Radio Network. Tweet us at AAR Radio, at AAR Radio, and give us your thoughts on anything we're talking about or whatever it is you want to say. And we'll read them over the airwaves, as we just did. We got a tweet here earlier from Brent. I asked a question at the beginning of this hour. Do you think the terrorists who attacked France so brazenly would attempt that terror method here in the United States? Here's the example I used in the first hour of the program. I'll paint the picture for you now. You've probably seen by now the video, the cell phone video, of course, taken from the top of the building, looking down as those two individuals, those evil, and there's nothing, that's what they are. They are fanatical Muslim, Islamic terrorist, evil. That's all that was. But it was dangerous and deadly as it manifested itself on the streets of Paris. And we saw the cell phone video shot by an individual from a second floor window of their apartment watching and filming as they murdered a police officer in cold blood before continuing with their getaway. And I have to think, when I watch that video, that that couldn't have happened in my neighborhood. That wouldn't have happened on my street. Because on my street, there are a number of AR-15s available. And if you watch that video, Kevin, you'll notice that those terrorists had no idea that that person was taking that video from up above. Two well-placed shots within a split second from an AR would have ended that attack, and I believe that in America, that would have happened. Is it too much bravado for me? Because the left will say, oh, yeah, Armed American Radio host is out there saying he would have pulled the trigger. Let me tell you something. That's an attack on your country, and I would have, and I had the means and capability to do so. They did not in France. So if you're listening and you want to tweet your response, do you think that would have happened here? Or what would you have done here in the States if you had seen that manifest itself? If it happened in New York City, they couldn't. It'd be just like the streets of Paris.
And I can't imagine having only a cell phone camera to deal with that situation. And truly, in one or two shots, even if you didn't connect, suddenly the terrorists have to think about something else.
Well,
they got to take cover. Yeah, now they got to stop shooting people.
It's now the tactical dynamics get involved. Now that comes into play. Let's get some thoughts from Neil McCabe. Neil McCabe is Armed American Radio's fantastic Washington editor. I think he's going to stick with us for the remainder of the program. Neil, it's a pleasure to have you here, brother. We're going to switch gears from USCCA because we are sitting at the West Bend, Wisconsin offices of the world headquarters of the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. And now we talk to you about some of this stuff, and I want to get your thoughts on what we were just talking about. Could it have happened here, and would the response have been different, Neil? Neil, do we have Neil? Sean? I see him on here.
See him up on line one there.
I see him up on line one. Neil, can we hear you, Neil?
Hello? Think the response.
There he is. Now we've got you back. There we go.
Hey.
Neil, question. Welcome to the show, brother.
I heard the question. I don't know why you didn't hear me before, but absolutely, you know, we've talked before on the show that there are huge segments of this country where you're afraid to break into a house because the
right.
people have arms. And so, you know, they absolutely know, the terrorists absolutely know that, you know, this thing is not going to happen in Kennesaw, Georgia, and there's all, you know, or Texas or some of these places, because just as, you know, just as you'd expect an American or a normal person to run to someone's aid if they've fallen off a bike or they're bleeding, or you see all the time people rushing to a car accident to get somebody out of a car before the police or the fire department arrive. You know, that's the same reaction you have with armed citizens. Armed citizens have really, you know, they're really heroes because they've stepped forward and said, hey, I'm going to take responsibility not only for myself but for the people around me.
Neil, this is a good time, and Kevin, this is a good time to mention our good friend Dr. John Lott, New York Times bestselling author, of course, Fox News contributor, and a regular contributor here at Armed American Radio. He just does incredible work. But he points out in some of his op-eds this week something that we picked up on here. Now, Neil, I'm going to paint that theater of the mind picture for you here as I relate to what he's saying. I flew into Milwaukee on Friday, midday. As I was flying into Milwaukee and driving from, during the drive from Milwaukee to West Bend, Wisconsin, an individual was shot robbing a grocery store by a concealed carry permit holder in downtown Milwaukee. That was happening as I was driving. The reports broke. I was listening to it in the car, and I saw the news report later in the day before the Christmas party here. Real people that you just mentioned, these are the real first responders. This was an individual who saved an awful lot of lives inside that shop in Milwaukee 2 days ago. Did it get the press it deserved? No. It certainly would have if the thug had murdered three or four people in that grocery store, it would have come, the coverage would have been off the chain, and gun owners would have been demonized. The local media covered it here in Milwaukee, but there's crickets on Fox and CNN and ABC, NBC, CBS, and the rest of them. Why?
Oh, sure. I mean, this is a country of 300 million people, and there's always going to be tragic accidents. Every time a child gets a hold of a gun that's in a drawer and accidentally shoots another child or shoots the parent, that's going to be, you know, that's front page news, and you see it on all the blogs and all Twitter. You never hear about the other side of the story because it just doesn't fit into the agenda. You know, whenever I see these gun tragedies or even a spree shooting, I ask why it doesn't happen all the time. And it's amazing to me that if guns are as dangerous as people say they are, every day they should have these tragic accidents. It's frankly, these tragic accidents are far less common than what you're talking about, where an armed citizen steps forward, and a lot of times they don't even fire the weapon. They just sort of, they can just sort of show the weapon or gesture to a weapon, and the situation is over and resolved. It doesn't make the news, doesn't even make a police report.
I am living proof of that. It happened to me. You can read about it in my book. I've told the story on this program many, many, many times. It's why I rededicated my life to doing what I do here with you today. Well said, Neil. Let's go back to, I mentioned John Lott, Kevin. And John Lott has on his crimepreventionresearchcenter.org page, crimepreventionresearchcenter.org. You can get there at crimeresearch.org as well. CPRC at Fox News, the bias against guns, what the media isn't telling you. Let me quote for you what John says, and I'll use this to take us into the break. Just 2 days before New Year's, a two-year-old accidentally shot and killed his mother at a Walmart in rural Idaho. Of course, we talked about that here on this program. The victim was Veronica Rutledge, a 29-year-old CCW permit holder. The child had reached into his mother's purse. Massive news coverage ensued. Tragedies like these make headlines. That's understandable. But where was the news media on the previous day when concealed handgun permit holders likely saved multiple lives? Fargo, North Dakota, four people robbed a 36-year-old man and beat him unconscious. Fortunately, a permit holder stopped the attack. The passerby, who has a license to carry a concealed weapon, brandished his gun to end the robbery. In Kissimmee, Florida, a church employee shot at a pastor after being fired from his job. The pastor had a permit, returned fire, wounding the attacker, saving countless lives at the church. The week previous, I had Aaron Craig on this very program, the man who stopped a domestic violence abuse attack in the middle of a Dallas street. Where's that? Armed American Radio continues right after this. Don't go away. Provocative Talk. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer, in addition to our already outstanding belt selection, introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff, the Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I am Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom coast to coast, as John Young said in that powerful, booming voice. Except he left out one thing. From those toasty beaches of Florida to those red fishing vessels of Alaska and every state in between, including parts unknown.
I saw that map. We own Alaska.
We own Alaska. It's a beautiful thing. Hey, Steve, the tweets are coming in, and I want to hear from you, and we're really enjoying this. This is going to become a regular part of the program, and I appreciate the participation. Tweet us at AAR Radio, AARRADIO. At AAR Radio, and give us your thoughts on anything. Stephen Parker says, I believe people in Texas would be just as quick to run with their guns as they are a fire extinguisher or medical aid. I couldn't agree more, Stephen. Thanks for the comments. Rick Ellison, look back at Boston bombing. All parts of our country are different. He's absolutely correct about that. Big difference, Kevin, in the reaction in the Northeast versus what would happen in the South, as Neil said in the previous segment. Brenda Gale, Mark, thought you would like this one. Just something to think about. Paris, France, a cell phone as a photo on the meme. Next to it, Paris, Texas, crosshairs.
Yeah, nice reticle there.
You don't have to be helpless against terrorists. It's a beautiful thing. And Brenda Gale, thank you for sending that. We appreciate it, and thanks for participating here on the Armed American Radio Network. It's great to have you doing that. All right, Neil McCabe, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you, Mark. Hey, Kevin.
How you doing, Neil?
Always fun. Always fun. Where were we when we left? We were talking about all kinds of fun stuff and listening to great music. Neil, where did I leave off?
Well, we were talking about, you know, would this, what happened in Paris, happen in the United States? And, you know, sadly, there are places where it is more likely to happen because, you know, there's the attempt by liberals to turn, say, Maryland or Connecticut into gun-free zones. People are resisting that, but definitely there are neighborhoods in this country, you know, Cambridge, Massachusetts, where I lived for 10 years, you know, where virtually everyone is unarmed. And, you know, you could really do some serious damage to some unsuspecting people. And I don't want to say that it's something that people deserve, because nobody deserves to be shot and killed and whatnot. But certainly they should be aware that those dangers are out there. And the media sort of supports that impression that they are not in danger and that somehow the police are going to protect them. The police have a lot of things to do, and they're fantastic. But really, the police aren't there to take a bullet for you. The police are there to collect evidence and to tape off the area.
Sure they are. Sure they are, and the Supreme Court has found that to be the case. Very good point. You know, as I was reading some of the stuff from John Lott over at crimepreventionresearchcenter.org, and boy, I tell you, head over there and read his work. If you want to educate yourself, don't sit there and be that little feel-goody, do-goody liberal that just talks about what they feel and think, and then when the conversation gets to the point where they can't argue with you anymore, they just go, well, what's wrong with everybody having health care? And that's the end of their argument. Don't be that person. Please, educate yourself. The information is available to you. CrimePreventionResearchCenter.org by Dr. Lott. Arguably, Neil, you would agree with me, one of the greatest economic and crime study, it's just amazing work from John Lott.
If anyone, you know, because of the life I've chosen, I've had the opportunity to hear lectures from John Lott and speak to John Lott.
Many
and
times,
I've actually been able to, you know, I've been tweeting with people, and I'll use the hashtag more guns, less crime. And John Lott has actually jumped in as like my cavalry as I'm arguing with some liberal on Twitter. He's a remarkable man, and people should access him and use him as a resource so that they better understand what's going on in this country and they can explain it to the people around them.
Well, the important part of what we were reading as we went into that previous break is that it is, in fact, the bias in the mainstream media that causes what you were just talking about. And, you know, Kevin, I agree or disagree with me on this point, but that in and of it, it's not a cause of apathy. Well, you know, let me back up. I don't want to say it's a symptom of apathy. Let me say it is, in fact, a cause. When people get this drilled into their heads, as they do in certain areas of the country, as the tweet mentioned, that different areas of the country act differently, and as Neil just pointed out to us, as we know, what we saw when we happened in Boston, sure, come in my house. I don't care. Look through my drawer. Yeah. Doesn't matter to me, they say. Come in.
Well, you know,
the Fourth Amendment was thrown out the window in the days after the Boston Marathon, and there was not a whimper of complaint. And remember that the bomber, the brother there, he wasn't found until after the police lifted the curfew and said, we give up, we can't find him. And it was then when it was found by a guy who left his house to have a cigarette, and he noticed blood on his boat.
Yeah, it was astonishing what happened in Boston, astonishing what we witnessed up there. It's cartoon caricature. As that little goofy lion guy, like on Rudolph, who did that, you know, sure, come on in.
Yeah, and people are just constantly being told, the police will help you, the police will help
police
you.
Police will not help you. They are not
show
the
up
first
later.
Response. You are an active duty law enforcement, and I want to make this very, very clear. God bless you for the work you do, but you are not the first responder. I am.
Yeah, even in the little town where I work, 7 minutes sometimes it can take me to get the call, respond, get from one place to another. A lot can happen.
Let's stay silent for the next 7 minutes, shall we, here on Armed American Radio.
And just
today.
Imagine what could be done.
And you know what? Let's do a little test. Let's do 20 seconds. Go. That's 12 seconds.
It was killing me.
A lot can happen in 12 seconds. It's very difficult to do. Sean, you're laughing at us. I didn't want affiliates to think something happened. That's why.
Well, that's what happened.
I think 5 seconds is an auto fail in broadcast school.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It is certainly a lesson in the time, the essence of time, and what can happen. Need I say more? Go back and watch that cell phone video from France and what happened in less than 30 seconds. That police officer was shot, put down on the ground, executed, and a getaway ensued in less than 30 seconds.
And there was no one to help. There should have been someone.
There was no one, and that they're disarmed in by their country. That's a whole different program that we could focus on. But Dr. Lott points out the bias in the mainstream media that is, in fact, a cause of some of that apathy. You know, liberals love to read headlines and don't like to read the rest of the story. And maybe some of them read too many of the stories. But in today's day and age, it's real easy to read the HuffPo if you're a liberal and think you got the news.
Yeah.
Conservatives on the same boat. Let's be fair here. You got conservatives who think they're reading conservative news on Fox, and they're not. Okay? The fact of the matter is you have to be able to think for yourself. You have to read beyond. Don't be that headline surfer and read that biased article or that biased headline. But go back and get different viewpoints on that particular story and make up your own mind. Go ahead.
One of the coolest things I recently saw was the anti-gun protester in Arizona who jumping up and down about people shooting an unarmed man. And then Maricopa County Sheriff's Department said, come on, let's do some force-on-force training. Right. First thing that guy did was get himself shot. And then he shot an unarmed man. And
okay,
he said, well,
you know,
the guy should have stopped.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. That theater of the mind, we're going to paint that picture. That's a great place to pick up in the next hour. That's exactly what I want to do. I want to talk about that. That's a great point because that man's mind was changed. 30-some years of gun hatred was changed instantly when he was put in a position to realize how fast that police officer had to act to save his own life. When we come back, we'll be talking with Kevin Michalowski, Neil McCabe, Armed American Radio's Washington, D.C. editor up there in the district. And then George Hill, the Mad Ogre, will be here. David Kodrya will be here. Expert commentary. Great conversation. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Back right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.